It's Thursday, May 20th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Republican Congressman Mark Amaday is defending his vote against the formation of an independent commission to review the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. In a statement, the Nevada Republican says the events of that day have become, quote, hyper-politicized, and that he's tired of, quote, Congress's addiction to special this and special that, end quote. He also expressed concerns over who will serve on the commission and its possible scope. Amaday is Nevada's sole Republican representative in Congress. An ardent supporter of President Donald Trump, he voted against impeaching the former president for his role in the buildup to the insurrection. With just 12 days left in the session, Nevada's legislative building is fully open to the public for the first time since the start of the pandemic. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
Officials with the Legislative Council Bureau announced yesterday the building is now open to anyone without a reservation or appointment as long as they pass through security and get a badge. Anyone unvaccinated must continue to wear a mask in public areas of the building. The move follows the newest guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which dropped indoor mask requirements for the fully vaccinated earlier this month. Nevada lawmakers have faced criticism over the past year for holding the vast majority of this session and last summer's special sessions behind closed doors. In a joint statement, Republican and Democratic leaders say they're pleased the building's reopening, but ask anyone who's not vaccinated to continue acting responsibly inside the building. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Nevada has some of the most affordable utility bills in the nation. Analysis by the industry group Move.org found the average Nevada household pays about $330 a month for utilities. That's roughly $40 a month cheaper than the national average. The report also found that utility costs have increased over the last year, with electricity and water prices reaching record highs. U.S. forest managers will be more heavily enforcing leash laws in Nevada. KUNR's Jaden Perez explains why.
The U.S. Forest Service says it will step up enforcement of leash laws after recent reports of dogs attacking sheep used for wildfire reduction. Dogs at White's Creek and Thomas Creek trails must be leashed within a mile of the trailheads through the end of June to reduce the risk of attacks. Land managers have used sheep to reduce fuels that could spark a wildfire in the Arrow Creek and Carson City areas for the last decade. Officials say there's at least one sheep attack a year. Jaden Perez, KUNR News.
There's a lot of confusion out there about whether to wear a mask after the CDC lifted that recommendation for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Some communities in our region still require masks, others don't. So, how does one move forward? The Mountain West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano reports.
According to the CDC, fully vaccinated individuals can move freely around most indoor and outdoor spaces without wearing a mask.
The science is suggesting that the vaccines are working very well.
That's Melissa Marks. She's an epidemiologist and teaches public health at Johns Hopkins. She says the CDC's recommendation is causing some people to doubt strangers in public around them, wondering if those who are unmasked are truly vaccinated.
It's natural that we may be skeptical or worried about that.
Marks says in order to move forward, all vaccinated people be prepared to continue wearing masks.
Keep that mask in the back pocket. Be ready to use it.
She says this could be important down the road if more COVID-19 variants pop up. Some of the states in our region either never had a statewide mask mandate or have lifted the requirements. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
The city of Reno will start clearing unsheltered individuals living along the Truckee River today. The Reno Gazette-Journal reports officials have issued verbal and written notices that the areas along the river will be closed for cleaning. The news comes after the opening of the new Nevada Cares campus shelter earlier this week. Officials say they will begin their efforts near the Lake Street Bridge and will work their way east toward McCarran Boulevard. Criminal justice advocates have launched a new initiative aimed at reviewing major felony convictions in the Silver State. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the Innocence Center of Nevada officially launched this week and will examine inmate claims of innocence starting next month. Center officials estimate as many as 550 people in Nevada prisons may be serving time for a crime they did not commit. Last year, the state was forced to pay nearly $3 million to a woman who spent almost 34 years in prison for a murder she didn't commit before she was exonerated by DNA evidence. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, May 20th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.